So last week I ran out of time. I ended up on verse 8, right? Of Romans chapter 14. Oh, hey, it's Microsoft. Computer crashed. I felt sorry for Dave and Michelle. They were trying to fly out the other day, and they're like, pray that we can get out of here. The airport was kind of a mess, and they did finally get down to Virginia to spend some time with Addie and Jesse. But we're talking about liberty, and while they're bringing that back up, let me refresh a couple things. First off, liberty. The state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. I by no means want to control your life. I have a hard enough time with my own sometimes. So I don't want to control yours. I don't want to tell you what to believe. You have reasons for why you believe the way you do. Isaiah 61:1, the prophet proclaimed, I'm here to preach the gospel of peace, to set free those who are bound. Jesus stood up in the synagogue and he read the very same thing and he said, today I tell you this is fulfilled in your midst. Galatians 5:1, Paul told the Galatians to stand in their liberty. And who was it that said sometimes the field of liberty has to be watered with the blood of the patriots? Something like that. I was trying to remember it this morning and I was like, I don't want to interrupt worship to ask Joe that. But he's drawn a blank too, so. You have to fight for it, ladies and gentlemen, to stay free. Even in our liberty here in this country, we have to fight for it. We have to pray. Prayer is the most powerful thing we can do. And if we have to stand up, we have to grab arms, then we do that. I'm not saying we do. Let's get that clarified. I'm not creating a militia. But if I see communists coming across the field, well, hey, all bets are off, and it's red dawn all over. But we have to be ready to stand for our spiritual liberty. Because people want to try to create all kinds of things to control you. The first thing they do is they come in and they oppress women. You got to wear certain hairstyles. You can't wear jewelry. You got to be plain. Now, I think it's something interesting in the of all the life on this earth that for the most part, men, us, we aren't, I mean, as I stand here in this brightly colored shirt, we aren't as concerned about the way we look as opposed to a peacock, say. He uses that. He struts. You know, he's got his plume out. He's trying to attract a female. Turkey season, deer season. You know the easiest way to get them? Pretend you're a female deer. Put a little pee over there and they're... Sound like a female deer? They'll come. But guys, there's a few of us that will. We'll dress up and hopes that that's what does it. But the reality is, what I found is sometimes your character speaks a whole lot more than your suit. So we were in Romans chapter 14, and we're going to pick up back here at 8. It says, for if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. We belong to God. You do not belong to me. Now, Paul's been writing to the Romans, and he's talking about our liberties, particularly food and drink. This is still such a stinking issue in the body of Christ, and it shouldn't be. If you want to eat oysters, you eat oysters. If you don't, don't. It's what Paul was trying to talk about, but you know, we start talking about other things. Well, you know, brother, you only need to do business with Christians. No. That is not right. The Bible nowhere along the line. You know, I know you're a carpenter, right? Have all of your clients been Christians? No, mine weren't. You treat them all the same. The days, Paul talked about days and how we revere one day over another. I just treat them all the same. But people have decided, well, we're Christians now. We're going to go back to the Sabbath on Saturday, and that's when we worship. That was actually wrong. Sabbath was a day off, not a day to worship. That was the other 6 days. Well, the church gave the first day. That's great. That's why we're here today on the first day of the week. I was thinking about the other day how you got the Seventh-day Adventists. That's their big thing. But what about Messianic Jews? They go and they grab the Torah again. They get free. They find salvation in Jesus, but they go back and try to live by the Torah. We got to worship on Saturday. We got to do all this stuff. Kind of counterproductive to be set free by the deliverer and then go back to bondage. Well, I got to have my prayer shawl on. You know what? I came in this world buck naked. Anybody come in with clothes on? You can pray in the shower. You can pray in your bed. You can pray in the bank. I prayed with a woman right in front of the bank one day. She didn't have anything to say after that, unfortunately. But she had a problem, and the Lord led me to pray for her. And right in front of all the partygoers across the street, we stood there and we prayed. You can pray anywhere. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Dying to ourselves, folks. Dying to us. And then we live in our freedom. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Harold's giving account for Harold. Art's giving account for Art. I don't give account to you. If God told me as this morning to pray for people and I didn't, I would give account to God for that. If God told you to get up here and you didn't, you give account. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way. If I know that it's okay to worship on Sunday, I cannot condemn my brother who's not there yet. He worships on Saturday. The Seventh-day Adventists I've been around, they believe in Jesus, same way we do. They believe in the Holy Spirit. They believe in the miracles. They just choose to worship on Saturday. I ain't got a problem with that. As a matter of fact, they're a little more radical about not working than we are. But like I said before, somebody has to work on Sunday, don't they? Somebody's got to be patrolling the streets. I like the fact that we got cops on duty, that we have paramedics, we got nurses and doctors. I happen to like that. But just because I get free of something doesn't mean that I have to push it until, put it this way, I'm going to keep it into the food realm, okay? Because I had breakfast, but I'm not hungry, so... do you like oysters, Matt?
Never had them?
Okay. You may or may not like them, I don't know. I like them. It took getting used to, though. I'm not going to lie. But if Matt decides he doesn't like them, and I keep telling him he's got to do it until he likes them. No, you usually make your mind up first shot on an oyster. And he doesn't believe, and I keep saying, but have faith. And he's like, but I can't. I just don't like him. And I keep trying to push my opinion on him. I've had to learn to just shut up. It's my opinion on things. Trucks, cars, whatever. Music types. We all remember what Lucifer's job was, right? He was a praise and worship leader. He was a one-man band, literally. Well, that proves that all that rock music is of the devil. Lucifer did not create anything. By the way, what makes rock music evil? I'll wait until you give me a legitimate answer, but no. The words. The words is what makes something evil. We're going to hit something here in a second. I know and am convinced, there it is, by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Is money evil? Absolutely not. It's a piece of cloth-type paper. Can it be used for good? Yes. Can it be used for evil? Yes. I just saw a thing last night that said 90% of our money, cocaine can be found on it. So somebody used it for evil. The money you just put in the offering this morning, somebody used it for evil at some point. But you could do good, couldn't you? You could buy somebody dinner. You could give somebody some shoes. Put gas in their tank. Pay for a night in a hotel if they're homeless. You could do that with that very same money. So therefore, money is not the problem. Money is not evil. Just like music is not evil. It's not. Doesn't matter if you don't like country. Doesn't matter if you don't like rap, rock and roll. It does not matter. If you like it, you listen to it. I just happen to be in charge here. But just so you understand, I do not influence it. You can ask Angela. I do not tell her what songs to play and what not to play. I did introduce her to God is Alive that Jesse used to lead. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So if you find rock and roll offensive, don't listen to it. Which, by the way, means you're not going to be able to go to the stores either. I remember back in the day going to the store with Mom and Dad. Like, boy, where are they playing the oldies? Play something new. Now I'm in the store. I'm like, yeah, I like that song. Yeah, that's the oldies. What I liked is now... Justin's like, oh, yeah, where's he at? He's in here somewhere. Oh, no, he's helping with the kids. He's like, yeah, he said, they consider the music from the 70s and the 80s classic now. It's like, that's just another word for old. But when you stop and think about how long ago it really was, and Brenda and I were talking about this, like, I'm getting older, but I refuse to grow up. Said, I see these people doing these stupid things on videos. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. My body says, you've done it. That's why you can't. But if you consider eating something unclean, don't eat it. You can have your reason, but you should never argue. That's why Paul told us, don't argue over doubtful things. Food does not make you. It does not break you. It does not make you holy or unholy. It is immaterial. Food offered to idols. Paul ate food offered to idols. But he said, if my brother sees me eating it, and he does not have that concept yet that it was just food and that is just a dumb piece of rock. Japan was a hard place to be because I was a little bit rebellious, but what they have a tendency to do is they set out offerings in front of their tombs. And one cemetery I particularly remember had a different name back in World War II. But this thing was built into the side of this cliff. There were some roads cut. I mean, and the graves came right to the road. But this particular road I was on was called Hacksaw Ridge. Did not know that until the movie came out. I was like, I've been there. It doesn't look like that anymore, but I've been there. But they would set food. And we were already warned, don't you dare touch it. They will throw you in their jail, and we will not be able to get you out. I'm like, it's just food. It's just sitting there going to waste. It's what David saw of the showbread, right? He's in the temple. Him and his men are hungry, and he's like, hey, that's food. We're eating it. Everybody thought God was going to strike him dead, and yet God didn't. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. So if we're having dinner and it's really bothering you consciously, not because you don't like them, but consciously that I'm eating pork. According to what Paul told the Romans, I should have ordered the beef or the fish so as not to hurt their conscience. Why? Because they're babies. I expect people who have been around to grow up in their faith and understand the food doesn't make you. And I argued this point. And I used to argue with God on this because I was on the train because of my past, because of my family history, absolutely no alcohol. I still don't think you should. It's not worth the shot. But it's not going to send you to hell. It's not. I argued with God in my office one day, and he said, didn't I say the Son of Man came eating and drinking? He said, it wasn't water. Why would we argue about drinking water, right? And I heard a preacher the other day on Angela had on TV, and he was going down his wall. I said, I can tell you right now, I've heard that argument. We get down splitting. It's about the words, how they split. This was actually like what Welch's grape juice is. And anybody heard that message? We're splitting hairs. The reality is, if you act like a jackass drinking, you got no business drinking. Because you will be unfaithful to your wife. They say you become one of two things when you're drunk, a lover or a fighter. I wasn't a fighter. This isn't good. By the way, that also came from somebody who does not serve Christ. It was his observation of what people become when they drink. There's having a glass of wine. And then there's getting smashed. And that was my family history. You didn't stop with one. Watched Andre the Giant the other night. He said he sat down one night and he drank 117 cans of beer. Okay, he maybe in, what was he, 7'8", something like that. He was 560 pounds at that time. But he just kept doing them one after the other. And a man that big who's violent, it's not good. Because it's always the little guys that start to crap. Trust me. They weren't doing it to start the fight. Do not destroy with food the one whom Christ died for. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken evil of. You have a freedom. Look around you. Am I hurting this person who knows me? This person came from a childhood of being abused by an alcoholic parent. And I'm sitting here with a beer in my hand. See, that's why I don't. I told you my grandfather drank aftershave to get drunk. And I think I've told you before that he died in the hospital because he was having something, I forget what he was having problems with, but he was on medication. They told him, if you drink, you will die. And he had somebody sneak in some whiskey, and his heart exploded. Just couldn't handle it. He was 55. I was 17. He could not stop. Probably started with something simple. But in the end, he could not stop, and he harmed many, many people in his life. And so if we're hurting people for what we eat or drink, again, I'm telling you, if, you know, there's people I've known, and we've had them in here, who looked at desserts, anything with sugar, as evil. Well, they had a problem. They personally had a problem with it in the past. And they could not get free from it. So they had to start seeing it as evil. But the problem is when you take and you start saying, well, that's evil. Sugar is not evil in and of itself. Just like the alcohol is really not evil in and of itself. I take NyQuil. And trust me, it's got alcohol in it. Years ago, I had some stomach problems, and the words of Paul to Timothy came to my head. Take a little wine for your stomach. I bought a bottle of the cheapest garbage you could find, so I would not like it. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not like it. But I'm going to tell you what happened. My stomach settled every time. Didn't have to wait for the Pepto to take 10 doses of it to get kick in. Whatever did was in that kicked it. I know some of your minds are blown. But don't let your good be spoken evil of. If honestly somebody in here was really offended at that, that they were truly hurt and misled by that, I would never do it again. As a matter of fact, the last one I had, it evaporated. I went, it's like, oh, my stomach's a little sad. I went up to get it. I didn't get the lid totally sealed. That's how cheap a bottle it was. Don't let your good be spoken evil of. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I have joy in the Holy Ghost knowing that I'm free from that stuff. I also have joy in the Holy Ghost knowing I'm free from religious mumbo jumbo that people create to try to control us. People who think for themselves are the biggest threat to religion. Well, you have to do this. You have to. I don't have to do anything. Do you know how many religious traditions some of you were raised with? I have no idea about. Lent? That's stuff in my pocket or my belly button. Never ever practiced it. Well, you need to give up something. Why? Well, because Jesus gave. I gave up my life too. 365 days a year, not just the 40. I don't understand that. But if you want to do it, you do it. You knock yourself out. You be miserable for 40 days. We're not just talking fasting either. That's a totally different subject. But the traditions that we create, we do it just to try to control somebody. You can't wear sandals to church. I heard that one. And then the smart aleck in me said, but Jesus would have wore sandals, not Gucci shoes. He'd have been wearing sandals. And he didn't wear a big fancy robe all the time. Where that came from is beyond me. I'm like, come on. That stuff was hot and heavy, and you're lugging this thing around. I think the Chosen has done it pretty good on the outfits of the day. It had been about knee-high. They had some sandals that were crudely made. And that's that. Except I'd have been a little bit different back then. I'd have had a pair of socks on with my sandals. But righteousness and joy and peace. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. If I discipline myself that I'm not going to try to trip you up because of what I believe, if honestly, if my rock and roll music is offensive to you, I will turn it down. I'll do it. But I'll also tell you, as your pastor, grow up. It's not because you don't like it. Anybody know who Mozart is? Do you know what they said he would have been today? He'd have been a headbanger. He went against the norms. He is what rock and roll is based on. And guess what? I like classical too. I like some jazz. I like blues. Well, how can you sing that depressing stuff? I've learned something about that. There's somehow, when you're singing and you're forgetting your problem, you find a joy. Not everybody's going to. I don't go to the bar and hang out with the Blues Brothers. And I listen to Christian blues. People singing about they had a problem. They went to the preacher, and the preacher said, "That wouldn't be good for you, son." Just the same thing as rock. Country. I don't care if you like country or not. I do. That's all that matters to me. I'm not a fan of rap, but I quit destroying them because, you know what, there's people that do like rap. Hip-hop. But I do challenge you, even as I challenge myself in what I listen to. The words matter. The notes don't. There's so many songs I was like, man, if you could just turn off the vocal track, that would be a rocking song. But if you want to be accepted to God, discipline yourself in this, and then people will see it and they will approve. They will say, that's a man of, or a woman of God. They do not try to offend, but so many people, I'm going to see who I can offend today. You're not Jesus Christ. And by the way, the stumbling block that he was over their religion, period. They had turned his law into a book of garbage. Everything that was in the Torah was actually about helping them stay healthy. Don't eat this because we don't have refrigerators right now. They will be invented down the road, but right now we don't have refrigerators, so don't do that. It won't be good for you. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food, but all things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. So if I tell my brother Matt, and I talk this Matt, I got a Matt on each end over here. I talk him into eating the pork. And he's doing it, but the whole time his conscience, he's hurt. He knows he shouldn't be doing it. Same way I was the first time I picked up a beer as an adult. I knew I shouldn't be doing it because I was raised up until about 9 years old by alcoholics. And I remember the way people acted. And for crying out loud at that point, I lived with alcoholics. The barracks was full of them. But yet, I did it. My conscience got seared, and it became easier and easier to sneak around. And I'm just telling you, it leads you down a bad path. I didn't go down all the paths that I could have, but I was heading that way. Do not partake if you're offended. Just say, you know what, I just don't want it. That's all you got to say. I just don't want to listen to that music. This is what I like. We played a song last night, or we played a game last night, something we invented because we didn't have things to play in the car, and there's that whole game where you drive by on the highway and you see cemeteries and cattle. Anybody ever played that one? If you got cattle on your side of the car, you get those cattle. So you keep track of the cattle. If you pass a cemetery, all your cattle died. Why were all the cemeteries on my side of the car? So we started playing this game where we'd hit scan on the radio and let the radio run, and we'd play with the boys, and they'd have to guess the name of the song and the artist. My boys love to play that game. Their wives are like, "What is the deal? We've got enough board games. Let's play them." "Oh, no, no, no. We all got our phones out. I got one for you." We played that for 3 hours last night. Just the three of us. Now, here was the sad. It's not sad, but there was music. Angela was playing. I'm like, "I don't recognize that song." "Well, that's so-and-so. A couple of them I did." I'm like, "Well, that's okay." But I was like, Just because I'm not listening to that particular artist doesn't mean that they're evil, and it doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. It's just not my bag. I like Messiah Prophet, Project 86. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. However, it is a responsibility of every teacher and preacher in the church to teach what the truth is. Just because you don't like it or it goes against the way you were raised up does not mean they're wrong, and it doesn't make you right. One church we sat in, the pastor made sure you had a tie. It didn't. If you did any serving in that church that morning, you were wearing a tie. It didn't matter if you were just changing the trash bags out. You had to have a tie on. Why? They're uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes they look pretty sharp. I'm not going to say that. I like to wear a suit and tie. But I'm a little uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes I just like to wear my blue jeans, my new Hawaiian shirt. So I'm here to teach you the truth. What I'm wearing doesn't make me holy or unholy. I've got a t-shirt at home, softest t-shirt I have ever found. It was given to me. It says Rush, the group. You shouldn't be wearing it. They're not Christian. Well, I can tell you right now, the people that made this weren't Christians either. And not everybody that has that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor is a Christian. So, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't care about the Rush shirt. It is just really, really soft. So I need to teach you the truth about this. That's why I teach you. It's not about trying to get you to drink. I'd prefer you didn't. It eliminates one more chance of something going wrong in your life. But if you do, you had better walk the line. Because if you hurt somebody, your wife, your child, anybody, because you were drunk, and I got to get involved, you're getting my foot first. Right? You're seat meat. Because you know better. And too many people in here have been hurt by people like that. Anyhow, do you have faith? Have it to yourself. I can eat pork rinds. I did. I ate a whole bag of them the other day. It's like, dang it. We were talking about that before church, about things. We sit down, we just start eating. Next thing you know, they're gone. That bag of pork rinds disappeared pretty doggone quick. But you know what? I was at my house, on my porch, with my dog. And we enjoyed them. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. I have no problem eating pork rinds. If there was an idol and I was hungry and it's got food on it, I'm helping myself to whatever they offered to that stupid idol. That's what Paul was talking about. Now, I will caution you, because that's always in a foreign country, like India, many other Asian countries. They will kill you for that. So weigh the consequences out. You get to go meet Jesus. Do not condemn yourself in what you approve. If you approve you're wearing an earring, then do it. It means nothing. It's just a piece of metal in your ear. I just can't bring myself to do it now. I wanted an earring and 4 years in the Marines, and yep, that kind of took care of that. I still wear a similar haircut. But he who doubts is condemned. If you're not sure about your freedom, that's why you need to know who you are in Christ and what he did for you, what he bought. He bought freedom for you. from the pain of the past. And if you keep falling back into the trap, it's because you haven't dealt with the pain. Well, I just choose to forget it. Yeah, no, you didn't. Your subconscious remembers. I've told you before, there are things I've done, and I remember the very day I did them. And they weren't my shining day hours either. But I quit attaching myself to that. I quit associating that I have to carry that chain any longer. Because he does not eat from, if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, for whoever is not from faith is sin. If you're not eating it in the faith of that it's okay to eat the pork rinds, that it's God's not condemning me for it, then you're sinning to yourself. And you will live as if you've sinned. You will act as if you are in sin. And what I've noticed with people that end up in sin, my dog, anybody else? I know some of you got dogs, and you know this to be the truth. You walk in, and your dog starts acting funny. All you got to do is look at him. What did you do? That head drops. The tail kind of slinks in a little bit. Remy's body language changes. So does ours. That's why he knew Adam and Eve had sinned. Where are you? Why are you guys covered up? Well, we were naked and we heard you. Who told you he was naked? How would they have any other reference? Everybody at that point was naked. We will start going backward to that thing if we do not deal with it. We have to forgive. You will always remember. Oh, I got to forgive and forget. God forgave it and he forgot. He forgets it, right? As the east is to the west. All it takes is a smell. It'll trigger a memory. And you didn't do anything consciously to bring it up. You know, some of you guys got natural gas you cook with and your stove. You know, and if you ever move that stove out of there, and I know you work for Columbia Gas. You ever had to do that? And it's like, whew, boy, it's been about 10 years since anybody's cleaned behind here. There's a smell associated with that and the gas smell that's in the air from being cooked. That when I smell that, I'm in the bar in Cleveland. Actually, above it. That's where my babysitter was. Because that's what their kitchen smelled like. I'm 3 years old and in Cleveland. Didn't do anything to trigger the memory except smelled the gas. I smell pine needles. I'm in North Carolina. Swamp gas, any Marine Corps base I've ever been to. Or raw sewage, take your pick. But if I don't do it from faith, meaning, okay, God, I'm giving this to you, I'm going to eat the pork chop. And I'm going to trust that it's going to be okay with you. Until I come to that point, then it's sin to me because I'm going to act like it's sin. Our liberties are not to be judged by anybody else, and you're not to judge anybody else's liberty by yours, by what you will allow. I tell you, I drive 5 over the speed limit. Always have. It's when I go 10 to 20 over that I get a ticket. They love those. You know why I do that? Because you like to break the law. I don't like to break the law. Sometimes, you know, I'm a human and we see speed limits as a challenge. That's what I've been told Americans see them as. They're a challenge. No, because every police officer and even some state troopers I have asked, would you waste your time pulling somebody for 5 over? I said, absolutely not. It's not worth the time getting out of the car and dealing with the paperwork, especially if they want to contest it for five over. I had friends in high school. They gave me a ticket for going 2 miles an hour over. That's funny. I passed a guy doing five. Didn't even look at me. Now, if you're going 10 over, tap your brakes, show them respect, and you might find grace. Or he's going to say, well, gave you enough rope to hang yourself and you're hung. But our liberties are not to be judged by anybody else, and you're not to judge anybody else's liberties. If Matt wants to go out and get an earring, well, that's between him and his wife. I got a hole punch at home if you... Yeah, and his father-in-law's going to help. So, but we judge people on that. And when I first started this church, that's exactly what I did. I even asked Pastor Dosek, what about earrings? I mean, every metal group I've ever listened to, Christian or not, had earrings. Some of them looked like fishing lures. And it's like, he's like, you know, and he starts explaining the whole history of it. I'm like, well, great. That was 2,000 years ago. Things kind of change. Things change a lot. You know, there's some hand, well, there's one particular hand symbol we're all familiar with, whether you've given it or received it. I think I got it the other day driving a grain truck. What the heck? From what I've been able to understand from history, that it was actually a symbol of defiance from archers to show tyrant king, we still got our trigger finger. For those of you who don't shoot bows, you kind of need that finger. Kind of hard to shoot like that because you got to pinch that arrow in between those three fingers. And so they just cut their finger off. They didn't moon them like Braveheart. They gave them the bird. But it didn't mean what it meant now. It has changed. You know, back years ago, I remember when it was talking about rock music, you know, you got that, oh, that's the devil sign. Well, today, it's actually the Longhorn or Rock On. It's called a rock salute. But here's the thing, the people that, like Gene Simmons, he tried to patent that. I'm going to patent that. He's anything for money. I did that first. And Ronnie James Dio was like, no, I did it first. And, blah, 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 blah. And every picture I've seen of Gene Simmons doing it, it was this. Anybody remember what that was? I love you. I'm like, the demon was telling people he loved them. It's odd. But yet we have no proof that any of that was ever true. We worry about what symbolism means, but yet we don't condemn ourselves for wearing symbols of execution. I.e., yep, our cross. It was around before Jesus died, I believe almost at least 90 years, because they crucified Spartacus and all those slaves, and that was 60 to 70 BC. And Jesus was 33 AD, so there's about 90 to 100 years. You know, I don't care if you wear a cross or not. Madonna wears one and she doesn't respect it. So many other people wear crosses. They have no idea who Jesus Christ is. We do. We know why we wear them. We know why we do things, but we are not supposed to let people take away our freedom. Because the second you take away my freedom, you lose yours too. It's the same thing in this country with our religious freedoms. Well, I don't think the devil worshiper should... Our Constitution actually says you can worship your creator however you see fit. It didn't identify the creator and who you identify as creator. We're going to get legal about this. It's my job to convince them lovingly not with a baseball bat on top of their head, but lovingly convince them that Jesus Christ is the only way. I'm going to stop there. Pat, if you would get Angela. Somebody said something last week. I'm surprised you didn't say anything last week. Well, first off, church is about God. But what I am going to tell you, hold on. We're in for a ride. We are in for a ride. November's going to be interesting, to say the least. There is a showdown about to happen in this country. And if we're praying, ladies and gentlemen, we can keep some peace going. Okay, my love. You coming up? All righty. Lane, would you bring Miss Gloria up here? We were trying to do the math, and we're thinking you've been here 16 or 17 years. She moved back from New York, but now it's probably time that she spends the time with her family. She's got some great grandkids about to hit the ground, as the saying goes. Two great granddaughters. So yeah, you got granddaughters to spoil, Miss Gloria. But anyhow, Miss Gloria, we wanted to tell you how much you have meant to us. And you are free to send me a cat card. For those of you that don't know, she would look for a special cat card to give me. Last, I think, 2 years you haven't. But she's like, I saw one. I said, well, you should have got it for me. And but honestly, I'm trying to think. I've known her since 86, 87. It was actually January of 87. And when we started going to church out in Edison. And over the years, you know, Joshua got to, he was our only, and he had, she'd get in the car and she'd talk about something about his puppy. I don't.
A little stuffed wolf.
Yeah.
It was
a dog.
Yeah. But she called it a wolf. Right?
Yeah. Now, mind you, he was two or three at the time. So, but anyhow, she's done lots of things. She's helped. You've seen her run around here, dance, and but I believe the change coming is a good thing. I think it's going to help you as well. But you can be a light to New York. As Elaine will attest, there's a lot of heathens over there that need saved, so you can be praying for them. Yeah. But we have some cards and gifts for you here, and you know, you can take your time going through them, reading. We didn't want to load you down with a bunch of stuff that you needed another U-Haul. And so, but anyhow,
I'm going to. Would you like to say anything more?
I'll put it.
I'm just glad I was able to serve.
And you never got the same poem twice.
No. I had fun.
Good.
Well, I'm kidding.
So we're gonna pray over you guys here today. And so if everybody would stand, go ahead and bless you, and we're gonna have some cake. Did you see the cake?
Not yet.
I think you'll like it. I told Angela, I said the cake has to be this. You'll see it.
You'll like the cupcakes too.
All right. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Miss Gloria. Yes. We thank you for the years she has served here, Lord, the things she has done, people she has helped, whether they knew it or not. Lord, we pray that as she goes to be with her family, Lord, that you will touch them. You will bless them all. Yes. Lord, may her years be enjoyable, be full of life and vigor. Yes. I thank you, Father, that should you not rapture her out of the car on the way up. Yes, I heard. Lord, that you bless this trip. You bless this time. Father, we thank you right now that, again, you have moved mightily and you've prepared a place for her. So, Father, I thank you that you're working it out. And, Lord, as Elaine moves forward, Father, that everything she needs will step place. Lord, I thank you that getting everything switched up to there, Lord, will move quickly. Father, there will be no red tape to have to come through. As a matter of fact, Lord God, they will volunteer information that will make it quicker.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I thank you, Father, that you're moving, and we thank you again for the life of Miss Gloria and the blessing she has been to us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Here, give me a hug, one. All right. Well, again, we have coffee and some cake next door. That's all it is. Say something to Miss Gloria, and then you can go about your day. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and I praise you again for your word. Father, help us all to walk in the liberty that Jesus Christ bought. Father, that we are free from those things that bound us. Lord God, we do not have to pay for them. We do not owe that debt. Jesus paid that debt. So, Father, I bind guilt and condemnation in Jesus' name from operating any longer in people's lives here. And, Father, I thank you for this time of fellowship we're about to have. I bless it, Lord, and I thank you for all these people. Lord God, I thank you that for their faithfulness, for their strength. Lord, I know some of them are feeling beat down, run over, Lord God, but strengthen their hands, strengthen their legs, Lord God. Set their face as flint. And Lord God, I speak peace and life in Jesus' name. Amen.